You have mail, so ignore it. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins in for John Gordon. If you're near your computer now, the chances are pretty good you'll get some email in the next few minutes. You'll stop what you're doing and read it, and it probably won't be that important. That's the problem. Every time you get some email, you drop what you're doing to read it. Ashish Gupta, an operations management professor at Minnesota State University Moorhead, has developed a computer model called Simone that would allow your organization to release email to you 4 times a day without you missing the important ones.
Just 2 days back, I responded to 45 emails from my inbox, and I kind of wondered how much time I spent, how much I could have got done. I'm not saying they're something that you can escape. They're sort of necessary evil at work, but it's leading to a lot of problems.
So your plan, your system, your formula, whatever, manages that by providing scheduled times during a day when all the emails is dumped onto phone.
Now, we cannot certainly do an experiment in an organization and tell employees, well, respond to your boss email only once a day. Well, the boss is going to mad at. So we had to come up with a model that does not disrupt the usual working of the organization while we are still able to do an experiment and compare different if-then-else scenario. What happens if we use this particular strategy, like processing emails once a day in a batch? What happens if we process 4 times a day? What happens if we are constantly processing? And that is a big problem that we have noticed in organizations these days. Employees are sort of addicted to emails. As soon as an email arrives, they leave their work and respond to the email.
Well, you used 45 emails that were in your inbox. Would it be more? Are you saying it's more efficient to go through those 45 at one point rather than going through them as they come in?
That's exactly what I'm saying. In a batch setting, it's the best way if we can process emails in a batch setting of one, and it gradually worsens as we increase the frequency of our email processing. And we did some calculations. If you process emails continuously as soon as they arrive, you lose about 28 minutes, approximately half an hour in a 10-day working day. It roughly amounts to 5% of your workday. And when you're talking about 100 employees in the organization, you're talking about 2,300 hours.
Now, would that email from the boss also wait for that period when they're distributed, or does it zip right through?
When we made this model, we did account for some urgent emails. There are emails of all sorts of urgency levels that arrive, and urgent emails have to get processed. And we can implement some filters, like, for example, you know, if you're working in a news media company and you deal with critical information, you cannot afford to wait for an hour, for a whole day to process that. So certain information that is critical has to be processed true for all other organizations. Mm-hmm. And the Simone does model that, different emails of different urgency levels, and highly urgent emails do get processed. Now, the continuous email processing, the example that I was just telling you, 100-employee organization, assuming that an employee gets $50 per hour, it equates to $600,000 per annum.
You don't need to wait for your organization to implement Ashish Gupta's computer model. You can set your email client to check for new mail every 2 hours, for example. Head to futuretense.publicradio.org and let me know how that works out for you. And while there, you can hear a much more in-depth interview with Professor Ashish Gupta. This is Future Tense. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.